Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to our producer, Olivia. Hey, Olivia.
Hey there. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great.
How was your holiday weekend?
Oh, you know, it was pretty good. My dog does not like fireworks, as most dogs do not. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Well, that's good. And I know that celebrating freedom and independence means so much to so many, you know, and as a mother of a United States Marine, I appreciate all that former, current, and future military men and women have done and will do for us. So a big thank you to all of them and all of their families and friends that support them. I know it's just as hard for those who are supporting them as it is for them, probably more so, of course, for them. So in honor of the holiday, I wanted to discuss independence and being independent. So Olivia, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. What does being independent in the respect to yourself and your life mean to you?
Well, I guess it brings to mind the opposite, which for me would be codependence. And I think that that can look like a lot of things and doesn't necessarily mean that you're codependent with another person, but more so reliant on things other than yourself. I think to me that it means disengaging with that.
Yeah, and actually that is part of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about really how do we become more independent, maybe the downfalls of being too independent, and how we celebrate all of that, right? And I think it's setting the appropriate boundaries and with ourselves, with others. And it starts at such a young age. I mean, kids wanting to do things on their own. I can still hear my son say, "I can do it myself. I'm independent." And when I would hear him say that, I would be so proud and scared to death all at the same time. Proud that he was going to do it on his own, that he wanted to do it on his own. Afraid he wouldn't be ready for whatever it was, or worse yet, afraid that he would no longer need me. And I feel like this happens at all ages, you know, whether you're a parent or not, letting go and allowing those you love to be independent, and that includes yourself. So independence can help increase your self-value, your self-esteem, you know, more so if becoming independent is one of your goals. We talked about goal setting during our last podcast. So if you missed that one, go to the archives. It's there. You'll want to get a good listen to it. Really, the achievement of financial, emotional, social, career, and personal independence, it gives a sense of accomplishment that eventually changes how you see yourself and how others view you as well. You know, and there's many reasons why we should be more independent, you know, in finances, in career, emotional state, in personal faith and beliefs. And one of the things I really want to talk about today is just that. What are 7 important reasons why you should be more independent? So the first, personal independence truly boosts your confidence. You know, independent people naturally tend to be more confident on handling issues affecting their lives. I'm not saying that if you're codependent or you have little, you're dependent on others for other things that you don't have control of your life. But it's mainly because they're more prepared to take actions and do things without having to wait for support or permission from someone else. being independent, therefore, really means that you'll be more likely to try out new things that you want rather than what or what you're expected to do. It also means that you'll have more experience than a less independent individual. This will be really able to build up more confidence in you with the knowledge that you can do things on your own. And a big one for entrepreneurs, especially, you know, that's one thing that they are extremely good at. The confidence opens the mind to taking bigger risks and really different paths that eventually turn into bigger rewards. The second important reason to become more independent is emotional independence reduces stress and promotes happiness. You know, being emotionally dependent means that you can really make the most of your personal decisions and go through challenging life situations without necessarily dragging other people into it. It doesn't mean that you don't or can't lean on somebody when you need emotional support, but more emotional independence can mean less suffering and disappointment. And you don't have to always depend on everybody for that happiness. It's really good to understand that social support is absolutely necessary, but you can still get it without necessarily being emotionally dependent. The third reason to become more independent is better decision-making. Being independent makes decision-making an easier task. This is because you have proven yourself that you are the person that will be really affected by the decisions you make. It's a hard habit to get out of when you're making decisions trying to think about everyone else. You know, you want to make sure that you are making the decision because it's going to affect you 9 times out of 10 primarily. You know, being dependent on other people for emotional or financial support makes it difficult to make clear and appropriate decisions. And it's because you will always have to stop to think about how the other person will be affected and how will they react to your decisions. You know, it's a good idea to consider other people while making decisions, of course. Being scared to make those choices in fear of upsetting others really can really hold you back. So better decision making. The fourth reason why you want to be more independent is less reliance on others. You know, less independent individuals tend to rely so much on others. This may be from a number of different reasons. It might be because they do not want to have to make those hard choices for themselves, or maybe they're too shy to go through challenges in their life without somebody by their side. But it's really something that can build character and also doesn't give you that perceived neediness. You know, being a little bit more independent will be much more appreciated of the people that are around you. The fifth reason is that financial independence means freedom and a sense of accomplishment. I think of the first time that I received a paycheck, or even more recently, the first time maybe my son received a paycheck, and the pride that you feel, right? When it comes to personal independence, there is no satisfaction comparable to the ability to pay your own bills. You know, you might at first have that shock and be, adulting's hard, right? This adulting thing really stinks. But being able to pay your way through life reduces the dependence on parents and friends and spouses or whatever other person you might need to lean on. Financial independence means that you can control your income and expenditures, and you don't have to answer to somebody else. And I'm not saying that not having joint finances is not something that you should do or shouldn't do. It's just more that financial independence, the more that you learn to become financially independent, the less stress you have in your life as you are in more control of that outcome. And then number six, personal improvement and creativity. The idea of setting independence as a goal can really boost multiple aspects of your life. If emotional independence improves your personal relationships with friends and families and colleagues and other people that you interact with, you become more in control of your emotions, such as anger, overexcitement, anxiety. You don't have all those mood swings going back and forth. Now, having a free and independent mind gives you that freedom to explore your skills and talents and really bring out the best in yourself. And the final reason is to have broader horizons. To be more independent means being prepared and free to meet new people or try new things. This in turn means that you can develop that broader sense of the world and be open to people and new opportunities. And when you have new opportunities, that leads to greater knowledge and understanding. Now it is in these really deeper and broadening horizons that the opportunity for success and adventure lies. You know, less independent individuals are less likely to have such opportunities. And again, that's why some entrepreneurs are so successful. So all this being said, there can be downsides of independence. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into the downside of being too independent and how asking for and accepting help is a sign and form of independence. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. That's GetRootedRadio.com. As we discussed during the first segment, being independent can be very rewarding mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. One huge point to remember is that independence does not equal alone. Being independent means that you are self-sufficient. Being able to take care of yourself, support yourself, entertain yourself, and do things on your own is so empowering. Being independent gives us really a feeling of fulfillment and completeness. You know, it saves you a disappointment of being let down by someone after depending on them too much. However, it has to be balanced. Because if someone is too independent, it might turn out to be full of disadvantages. And let's discuss just a few of those disadvantages. So first, people around you get the feeling that you don't need anyone. And I mean, personally, I've been accused of this, and I know many of others have as well. You know, people like to feel needed every once in a while. The feeling of being needed feeds the intimacy and sense of security between people. Now, you have to know that needing someone won't depreciate your value or sense of security. Now, of course, no one appreciates a, you know, quote unquote, needy person, but you have to find the balance between both extremes. Try to let yourself depend on someone. It won't hurt you as long as you don't have great expectations or lose the ability to depend on yourself again. So again, people around you get that feeling that you don't need them. The second disadvantage is that you end up feeling depressed because no one gives you the support you need. It's that double-edged sword. Now, I feel this one a lot. And yes, you might be independent in everything, but even the most independent, self-reliant person needs someone to inspire them, to motivate them, or simply be there for them. You know, it's not being weak to need a shoulder to cry on, because even the most seemingly strong person may have a breakdown at some point. Now, however, being too independent gives the impression that you don't need the support you sometimes require. So you might end up feeling lonely or depressed. So again, it's having that balance and being able to allow people in. The third disadvantage, they could find it hard to be in a relationship. People who are too independent could find it hard to be in a relationship. You know, a partner of a highly independent person sometimes feels useless because it's hard for the independent person to depend on them. You know, you may be afraid to depend on someone other than yourself. You might have that feeling of, oh, I don't want to get let down. I don't want to get too caught up. You know, this goes back to the first disadvantage of people around you getting the feeling that you don't need anyone. And that can't feel really good for your partner. So it could be difficult if you're too independent, and it could be hard in a relationship. So it's something that you need to acknowledge within yourself. A fourth disadvantage, you assume that most people are like you. I think assumptions, and you know what they say about people who assume, we won't say it on air, but it makes something out of you and me both. You know, when you assume that everyone is as dependent as you are, or you assume anything about anything, you know, you don't look at their perspective. And that's something that as a society, we really need to work on, is that you could appear insensitive. You know, it also affects your relationships with people because you don't really offer your help. And you think that it's not needed, that it's so simple and can be done on its own. So you can't have that assumption that everybody can do things as easily or try it, you know. People who ask for help are actually very strong. The fifth disadvantage is that you find it hard to ask someone for help. And I'm leaving this one to the end because I really want to talk about this. It's a big one, right? Which personally, I know, asking for help, it's hard for me. Listeners, I feel you nodding. You know, you're nodding your heads. You're verbally saying, uh-huh. And that's right, because perhaps you simply weren't raised that way, or the way you've been living in it and accommodating, it's simply considered out of your comfort zone. It doesn't feel comfortable. You feel that it would make you look weak or appear weak. However, think about this. How often have you really turned down someone in need for your help? You don't do that, right? Do you see them as weak? No, of course not. You know, people wildly underestimate the odds that others will help us. You know, from strangers to colleagues to friends to family, we think people are likely to reject our request. And that leads to people not asking for help as much as we should. You know, so many people need help and are simply just afraid to ask. You know, where does this come from? You know, when I'm asking someone for help, I'm focused on how effortful or unpleasant the request is, how busy the person probably is, how annoying it will be for them to help me. All of that makes me think they're not going to say yes. You know, there's that awkwardness and potential guilt. So why bother asking at all? And I just don't. And then I fumble through it, or I don't get it done, or it's a colossal disaster because I couldn't do it on my own. You know, there's also these underlying ego issues. What pops in my head is, why can't I do it? Why can't I do this alone? You know, it strips away my independence that I work so hard to achieve. I mean, I don't know how many other people out there feel like that, but that's my personal opinion. And that's how I think a lot of people I've talked to also feel. You know, when we stop and think about it, it really is ridiculous. We all have different skill sets. We cannot do it all as much as we like to think we can. You know, similar to that superwoman syndrome. And if you haven't listened to my podcast in the archives on that one, some of you ladies will have aha moments. Go get in there and listen to that. You know, yes, asking for help can be difficult. It can chip away at our pride. It makes us question our own abilities and sometimes create paralyzing anxiety. But it doesn't have to, you know, because asking for help can also do something else. It can help us create better results. How is that possible, you're asking? Now, first, you've chosen to live in a discomfort zone. This is the first thing you need to understand if you're in a position where you need to ask for help. The fact that you're working in a zone that is forcing you to grow in development, that's a good thing. If you were living and working in a comfort zone, you're not changing for the better. It's really great to feel uncomfortable. I know that seems like an oxymoron, but you change so much as a person from that uncomfortableness. Second, you've chosen to protect your greatest asset. And I think this is a second thing you need to understand if you're in a position for asking for help. You will eventually break yourself if you take on too much. The fact that you know you need help is that protective measure. You can only take on so many tasks. You can only consume so much information. If you don't reach out, you will reach your breaking point. You need to keep you intact, right? You can't pour from an empty cup. Third, you gain different and varying insights. Now, this is why if you have ever worked in a corporation or a group project in school or whatever it might be, you get that groupthink, right? And that's why you want to try to break free of working with the same people all the time. We tend to gravitate to those that are very similar to us. But when we can break free of that and work with people of differing opinions, you gain that different insight. You get new ideas. You don't have, you know, the yes men and women. This one totally flips the idea that asking for help makes you look weak. Because those who achieve great results ask for advice and help, insight and opinions from people outside of their inner circle. By doing that, fresh ideas and perspectives on how to solve problems or complete a task are generated that otherwise wouldn't have been. Really, in essence, asking for help and advice creates better, stronger, more successful results than not asking for help. So I want you to take a minute and think of it. Think of a time where you asked for help. Or maybe a time that you didn't ask for help. What was holding you back? What was holding you back from not asking? Was it because you were embarrassed that you didn't know how to do the task? And why? So who cares that you don't know how to do something? There are so many things I don't know how to do. Just ask. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to procrastinate, most likely. You aren't going to achieve maybe a goal that you set out for. I'm not great with technology. I'm not great with building websites. I ask for help on that. Would I like to try and learn? Absolutely. And that doesn't mean that you can't learn it. By asking for help, you are able to learn a new task, a new skill, and that will bring you further in life. And finally, if all of the previous reasons for asking for help weren't enough, this is a great, think of it this way. You are building the people around you. So if you need to change your perspective on this and you really like to help people and you don't want to look like you're needy, you are building the people around you. When we write and talk about the power of appreciation, and you are reaching out, you know, you may not have considered it before. Asking for help is a way to show people that you trust their ideas, that you feel competent in their skills, and you really cherish their advice. Ask your work colleagues, your friends, your family, and others in your field for input. Ask them for ideas. Like, just like wine or whiskey, stocks or fine art, it all appreciates and gets better with time and influence. You have the power to appreciate the value of the people who surround you. And really recognizing someone's talent and skill can come in the form of asking for help. So while asking for help is difficult and really can chip away at our own self-esteem, that stubborn portion of our ego that believes we can do anything, it can also make us stronger, more successful, and more confident. Try it. You might be amazed by the results. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into setting boundaries and how this helps establish our independence. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from intuitionwisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are. And we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. No matter where you go, there you are. Did you know our lives are like mirrors? You know, in the physical world, we stand in front of a mirror and see with our physical eyes a direct reflection of our physical self. Some of us use this physical mirror to critique our body, our hair, our blemishes. On the other hand, we also have a spiritual mirror that is a direct reflection of how we think, feel, and act in spirit, and it reflects what we experience and receive. You know, true beauty, love, wisdom, and acceptance comes from within. So the soul-stretching success question of the day is, which mirror are we using to create our life? I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, and beauty. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, look at previous episodes, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. During our last segments, we talked about the need and upside of being independent, as well as the downside of being too independent and being willing and able to ask for help and accept help. Now, this segment, I want to get into setting boundaries. You know, you may be wondering, what does that have to do with independence? And in my opinion, it has a lot. Now, if we do not set appropriate boundaries, maybe we may be sucked into others' lives instead of living our own. And it also truly helps at making sure that our needs are being met. So let me explain. Put plainly, boundaries are the line between where I end and you begin. You know, healthy boundaries define who we are in relation to others. You know, they also help us to know what the extents and limits are with others. Personal boundaries are how we teach people who we are, how we would like to be treated in relationships, and really help us say, this is who I am. You know, good personal boundaries really protect you. Without them, life feels scary and you feel, you could really feel anxious. Having a sense of boundaries and limits also helps you to connect with your true self. You know, they are based on your beliefs, thoughts, feelings, decisions, choices, wants, needs, and intuitions. They really should be clear, firm, maintained, but yet flexible. And boundaries, you might have different boundaries for different situations. Your basic boundaries are pretty much always the same, but you might have a little bit flexibility between work, between personal, between parenting. So you have to set these boundaries and understand where you draw that line in the sand and what it is to protect you, to guide you, and to really make sure that your needs are being met. And I think that's what's sometimes very hard for individuals is saying what they want, whether it's, you know, I want this job because I feel I deserve it and I have the skill sets, or it's I need more intimacy in a relationship. You know, those sort of boundaries, those are hard discussions and people feel disconnected or selfish when they express them. And we don't want that, right? That's not a feeling that anybody wants to experience. Ultimately, when you don't protect, or in contrast, overprotect your boundaries, your needs go unmet, which can lead to anxiety, resentment, maybe compulsive behaviors like overeating or addiction or working too much. You know, setting those healthy boundaries allows you to connect with yourself, your emotion, and your needs. It allows you to feel safe, to be relaxed, and really to feel empowered to care for yourself. So let's talk, for example, loose boundaries, right? If loose boundaries can lead to emotional drain. When your boundaries are a little bit loosey-goosey, right? When you may feel, may easily take on the emotions and needs of others. There is a little sense of a separate self and you may experience great difficulty identifying your own emotions and needs. You know, those who have loose boundaries often are hypersensitive to others' comments and criticism. You know, common signs of loose boundaries include over-involvement in others' lives, perfectionism, and people-pleasing. You know, trying to fix and control others with judgments and advice. You might be staying in unhealthy relationships, taking on too much work or too many commitments, and you really try to avoid being alone too much. When your boundaries are too loose, you can feel responsible for everything and everyone and powerless, really to the point of resentment. Unconsciously, loose boundaries may represent your own need for caretaking. You know, ultimately, they disconnect you from yourself as you're not connected with your own emotions and needs. Then disconnection can lead to really taking on too much, but also those compulsive behaviors, the overeating, the working too much, or trying to keep yourself so busy. Now let's look at the reverse of that. You know, those were loose boundaries, but we've got rigid boundaries. Rigid boundaries can lead to loneliness. You know, for some people, too much closeness is anxiety provoking. Intimacy may be frightening due to the fears of being suffocated and the loss of independence. Some may also avoid connection with themselves due to a harsh internal critic, right? You've got your self-loathing and self-criticism. Feelings of emptiness and depression may be present, along with the difficulty giving and receiving care and concern. Really, rigid boundaries lead to chronic feelings of loneliness. And like we said earlier, it's that double-edged sword, craving connection while fearing closeness. You know, rigid boundaries represent a protection from vulnerability, you know, where hurt, loss, or rejection can occur and be really painful. So having, you know, being closed off, setting up too harsh of rules can really lead you to not being open and vulnerable to letting people in. So what do we do about it, right? How do we know that our boundaries need to be realigned? Well, I got a whole list for you. So take note. And again, this is not criticizing, because I can tell you, I know I have checked many of these boxes in the past, and I need to constantly do a realignment to my boundaries to make sure that I am being true to myself. So if you feel unable to say no, or you feel responsible for others' emotions, concerned about what others think to the point of discounting your own thoughts, opinions, and intuition, or how about your energy is so drained by something that you neglect your own needs, you know, right? You aren't resting or sleeping because you're too busy people pleasing. You're avoiding intimate relationships. You have an inability to make the decisions. You believe your happiness depends on others. You take care of others' needs, but not your own. Others' opinions are more important than your own. You go along with others versus what you really want. You have anxiety or fearfulness, and you're not really sure what you really feel. You take on the moods or emotions of others around you, and you could be overly sensitive to criticism. These are just some signs that your boundaries need realignment. And what does this have to do with independence? Well, we talked about when you're independent, you can make better decisions. When you are making sure that you are in a loving relationship with yourself, you can get into better intimate relationships. So setting appropriate, healthy boundaries leads to independence and leads to the not so rigid independence that sets you apart. So if any of these sound familiar to you, you're probably wondering, how do you set effective boundaries? So first, don't judge yourself. Remember, it may be uncomfortable at first as you are learning to realign. You know, what did I say earlier? You got to get comfy getting uncomfy. You got to stick with it. You deserve to be treated as valuable, which is what healthy boundaries communicate. You know, you might need to remind yourself that this is a form of loving self-care and will allow you to become more independent. Don't feel guilty for what you need. Make sure you're able to express yourself. So here are some tips. The first one is just know yourself. What are your values, your beliefs, and needs? Be flexible with your boundaries. Don't say yes one time and no another time. You can't go back and forth. Don't be wishy-washy. But having healthy boundaries doesn't mean rigidly saying no to everything, nor does it mean cocooning yourself from others. Stay out of the judgment. Practice having healthy compassion for others without the need to fix them. So just as you are being judgment-free to yourself, be judgment-free of others. Accept the truth in what others say and leave the rest. Feel what you feel and don't take on responsibility for those emotions. You know, give back their feelings, thoughts, and expectations. Just accept what it is and leave it all the rest. Practice openness. So be willing to listen to others about how your behavior impacts them and vice versa. It's like giving respect and earning respect. Be willing to listen so that they're also willing to listen to you. Watch out for the black and white thinking. You know, do you have difficulty saying no? And you just automatically want to say yes. So try the let me think about it and get back to you approach. Pay attention to activities and people who drain you and those who energize you. It's okay to walk away from people who really just suck the life out of you and want to spend more time with those who really bring you joy and energy. You know, you got to protect yourself by saying no to those who drain you and find ways to reduce them from your life if you need to, right? Setting limits and lowering the perfectionism standards and adding more energizing activities to your day instead. Practice the pause. This is a big one, and not just about setting limits in everyday life. You know, when you feel your boundaries slipping, really stop and check yourself. What are you feeling? Can you allow that feeling to be present without acting on it for the moment? You know, what do you need? Dig deep and see what comes up for you. Breathe. Practice the pause before responding. That's good advice no matter what the situation. You know, take a moment before you respond, because then your words won't get you in trouble later. Go back to the black and white thinking and get back to the person or the event. So setting boundaries helps to keep you independent, and it helps to keep your independence, right? To not be at the mercy of somebody else, to show people how you want to be treated. You are allowing yourself the space and the grace to be your own person. And that is a reason to celebrate. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll wrap up our discussion about being independent with just that, celebration. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
How do we realize deep self-love? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer this question. So first off, what is self-love? Self-love is complete, full acceptance of yourself in any moment, any circumstance. Why is this important? Because this is our ticket to freedom, to liberation within ourselves. The first step is noticing, seeing whenever you are seeking love, attention, validation, or acceptance in your external reality. Noticing that that is a sign that in that moment, in that experience or circumstance, you believe that you are unworthy or not enough. From here, you can turn in on yourself and in that very moment, love and fully accept yourself. This will allow you to realize deep self-love.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. In honor of the Independence Day holiday this past weekend, we've been talking about your personal independence. How does being independent help you? Being too independent potentially hurt you? And how to set boundaries to achieve the ultimate independence. But what about celebrating your independence? So, Olivia, I'm going to ask you another question.
All right.
How do you celebrate your independence?
I think by allowing myself to do the things that I want to do with my time. Like we were just talking on the break that I write music. So, I like to take time out of my day every day to do that. And that's for me. And that I think that that's one of the ways that I like to celebrate my independence.
And you know, that is actually perfect because it is doing what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Being independent, you know, in my opinion, can feel very similar to being single, right? You have time, you have, you know, this sounds horrible. I'm not trying to be a I am woman, hear me roar, but it's, I can do anything I want. Nobody's tying me down, right? That's what that independence can feel like. You know, whether that's because maybe you're single because you're currently not dating, or you're recently separated, or you're divorced, or you're widowed, whatever the reason may be, we must start with being okay with it, right? To be independent by yourself, the same as you need to do things on your own, even if you are in a relationship. No, if you're not happy alone, you cannot be happy in a relationship. You know, you can't even begin to enjoy spending time alone unless you like yourself, right? So think about it. If you don't like yourself, you don't love yourself, how do you give love to somebody else? And I think when we become more independent and we can celebrate that, we can give so much back to so many people, whether that's you wanting to get into a relationship or you wanting to provide more love and support to family and friends. You know, think about this. You wouldn't want to be around friends you don't like. So why would you want to spend time with yourself if you don't like yourself? You know, if you aren't happy with yourself, make changes to your life that will make you proud of and happy with yourself. Now, again, this is whether you are single or in a relationship. Working on yourself is not only done when you're alone, when you're single. So remember this, you are an amazing person, right? In the words of my favorite doctor, Dr. Seuss, today you are you, that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. Celebrate that. You know, learn to be alive with your independence. We celebrate our country's independence. We get together, we socialize, we let off explosives, right? We've got magic that's in the air. And I think that needs to be the same thing that we do with our own independence. Because with independence comes a wealth of opportunities. You know, some of the things that happens when we become independent and we celebrate it, we start to discover our passions, right? We awaken, right? We wake up again what we used to love to do. I mean, think about how many times people have said, oh, I love to do that, or I used to love to go there. Well, what's stopping you? What made that change? So rediscover, or, and I don't like to say find, but create, make it alive, that passion, that things that burns inside you. It also gives you a chance to stay physically active and eat healthy. You know, and it also really, with that independence, you're standing a little taller, you know, you're carrying yourself with confidence and grace. So being alone and doing things on your own is a choice, whether you're in a relationship or not. If you want more of a social life or want to find love, or if your partner doesn't always enjoy doing some of the same hobbies, pick up the phone, make plans, call friends, call old friends that you haven't talked to in a while. Develop new friendships with people in your community or at work or the areas that you visit, like if you have a hobby. You'll really be surprised at how receptive people are when you reach out. It's kind of like asking for help. You kind of see a, you know, see a pattern going on here. Or go by yourself. If you go to an event you are interested in, you are bound to meet people with at least one of the same interests. After all, you're going to something you both enjoy. So don't be fearful of going someplace by yourself. Go out to eat. If you've never done this before, I really challenge you, go out to eat by yourself. You could experience the food in the atmosphere and the people watching in so many different ways. Food tastes different. The atmosphere is different. Go to a movie by yourself. See how much you actually see of the movie more than you do if you have somebody else with you, especially if you go with a friend who asks a lot of questions. You know, and why? Because people want to be social. And I think we are all seeing that even more now during this pandemic. And don't be embarrassed if you're out alone and you run into friends. You should be proud that you're standing on your own, that you don't have to wait for somebody else to go do something. You don't have to be, well, nobody wants to go with me, so I guess I have to wait. You know, don't be embarrassed. Being independent fills you with a sense of joy and happiness that can come from no other source. Now, happiness comes from independence, self-esteem, the ability to associate with and help others. And there is no better feeling than knowing you achieved something you didn't think you could achieve, or that you had a really enjoyable day completely on your own. Independence fosters self-confidence, self-esteem, gratitude, and love, which is why, as Americans do on July 4th, you celebrate it. As a reminder, independence can place you in a position to be an innovator with independent thought. So regardless of your occupation or workplace or field of work, innovation is a valuable commodity, and independent creativity makes you a powerful asset to your employer or to your own business or to your family and friends. Independence sets you up for further progress and self-sufficiency. But also remember that it doesn't mean we shouldn't ask for help. Reaching out is a sign of strength. Asking and allowing for help takes courage. We all have our limitations, and asking and receiving help opens you up to a whole world of possibilities. Now, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any portions of today's episode or you want to go back and listen again, there's some really great tips in there. I know I can talk fast. You'll want to re-listen and write it back down. Go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. Need help in becoming more independent and setting those boundaries? One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. There is no charge, there's no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. After all, if you got goals, get a coach. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. The next session begins soon. Go to GetRootedRadio.com, the Rooted Life tab, to learn about the 12-week series, to register, or get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day. I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.